Ringing the Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and Waukesha, Wisconsin. Those of you listening on 101 FM, the Shaw, and 92.7 FM here in Madison. Terry Barr had a sit-down interview with Victor DiLorenzo and Janet Schiff about their new band, 1913. We're going to hear all about it in just a second. Right now, let's hear some new music from them right now. This is 1913 and Trick Zipper. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio, and I want to introduce some really special people and have you get the chance to meet them as well. We have Victor DiLorenzo and Janet Schiff. Victor and Janet are the duo 1913. You guys, thanks for being here.
It's our pleasure to finally be with you, Terry. We've talked about doing this for quite a while, but now it's finally happening.
And we have a great excuse for it, too, because you have both, as the duo 1913, you have a show coming up in Madison and in June, a show in Milwaukee, so people could get a chance to see you in either location. But I got to ask you, what is 1913?
Wow. Well, 1913, and hello, everyone. 1913
is one more than 1912.
Oh,
well, the 1914. Actually, it's cello and drums forever. Cello through some technology and electronics, drums, some spoken word, vocals.
The drums are powered by natural means.
Very good.
I'm electrified by my cello and technology.
And electrifying by your performance.
We play original music mostly. We have a few choice covers of some of our favorite bands. Yep, Kraftwerk is one of them. And Oh, we've played a Cure song, Bjork, once in a while, but don't tell anyone.
Right.
Oh, I like it.
Also some classical composers we've covered. Yeah.
Yeah, we've done some adaptations of some classical songs that lend themselves to the looping pedal and now percussion.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
But the reason we're called 1913 is because Janet's cello was made in the year 1913 in Transylvania.
That's incredible.
That's the truth. That's no joshing.
No, no. I would believe you wouldn't josh me about that. I read about your music. I've heard your music, but I think it's funny the way I read, I think you both described it as sort of a beautiful but trippy.
Oh.
Does that sound about right?
I'm not sure if we said that, but I like that. I hope we said that. It is trippy in its own way, and sometimes people describe our music as being very emotional or very cinematic, because there's a very wide breadth to the recordings. And also, one of the marvelous things about when we play live is people may look at the stage set and just see a small amplifier, a small little drum set. I just have a snare drum, a floor tom, and a cymbal, and two vocal mics, and Janet's cello. And afterwards, people always remark, boy, the sound that you two get is just enormous for it only being two people. So that's something we're very proud of, that we have that distinction.
I have to agree. In listening to some of your music, it sounds like you've got six other people playing with you. It's big.
Well, sometimes we do in the recordings. We have guests that come play with us, or Janet and I play different instruments. So in the recording world, we do some overdubbing.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're live, I can only imagine that people are sort of looking around, where are the other people? You know, because you do have that big sound for just the two of you.
Right. That's that cello. It's small but strong.
Yeah.
And those low notes. Those are some of the foundations of our music. Sometimes we start on the high end and work our way down, or we start with percussion. Sometimes we use drones that we create with the music. Sometimes we sing. Like I was saying, Victor and I will harmonize at times.
Yeah.
I'd like to call this music intriguing and mesmerizing.
Oh, okay.
Like a very strong shot of something.
Yeah. So here's the show coming up in Madison at the Arts and Literature Lab. That's on May 28th. For everybody in Madison. And then in Milwaukee on June 9th, you are at the Anodyne Coffee. Again, that's in Milwaukee. Are you excited to get out there and be playing? And I guess I should actually ask you, what brought the two of you together to do this kind of show?
Oh, boy.
I'll let Victor answer that one.
All right. Well, I had known Janet from being on the scene, mostly the improvised music scene here in Milwaukee that was raging about maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And one Saturday afternoon, I was sitting here at my studio where we are right now on the east side of Milwaukee. And I got a call from Janet. Janet said, hey, Victor, I'm playing tonight at the Circle A in River West. Would you like to come and sit in and play some music? And I said, sure, I think that would be fun. So she said, I'll leave it up to you to what you want to bring. So I just brought a snare drum and a floor tom and a cymbal. And when I got there was another drummer there. So I was excited that there'll be someone else there playing so I could easily kind of graft on to what they were doing. So we played the show and it went really well. And afterwards I was talking to the drummer and I said, you know, I was really glad that you were here because otherwise I wouldn't know what to do. I'd never played with Janet before. And he looked at me kind of dumbfounded and he said, wait, you never played with Janet before either? And I went, wait a minute. You mean you never did either? And he said, no, this is the first time I'm playing with her too. So Janet, the little shyster, she invited us both, not even knowing her music or anything. And we just sat in that night and then we started playing together, the three of us, for what, a period of how many years?
About 4 years.
Yeah.
Together as a trio.
Yeah,
and then,
as a trio.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now it's just me and Victor. We distilled 1913 down to its true essence.
Right.
Cello and drums.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've also, you know, if people are interested in other performances that we have, it's, we spell it out, 1913. The words,
yep.
And we have 1913.com spelled out like that.
Perfect. I was going to ask you for your website so people can be sure to look it up and get to these shows, because this is going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
We're looking forward to it. And hopefully sometimes in the near future, we're in the market for someone to book us.
Ah.
Want someone who is a booking agent to finally deem us respectable enough that they can start to book us across America and the world.
Excellent. You heard it here first.
Because Janet and I do the booking, but we really would be in the market. We're available to tour more now. So
oh, that's
if someone perfect. Is serious about it, they can contact us.
But I got to ask you, you both collaborate and work with other people as well. Do you feel like you want to commit to this duo and really take it out there?
This is my life's work.
Yeah.
You know, this is named after the cello that I've had, that I desired for 3 years before I acquired. Mm-hmm. And we've just worked for a very long time for this. We have how many albums out? Like five? Yeah. And a single, which is actually two songs, like the classic singles. Used to have an A side and B side, right?
Yeah.
So we have that. And
so we're working on a new record right now that'll come out this winter sometime, we're hoping.
Yeah, we're really proud of our work.
Yeah, no, it's an ongoing concern. It's not something that we're just willing to dispose of at any time. This is something that we've been doing for over a decade.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we're serious about it. And the way it is now in the modern world, you can schedule things. You can juggle different plates in the air at different times. So we're not so concerned about that. We know that we'll always be touring music, and also if we're involved in other projects, Janet and I also do some other things together. We work with some other people. So that's always something that's available to us. So we don't feel like we just have 1913 and that's it.
And we're both visual artists also. So we pursue all of that collaboratively in the CD design or the hopefully some vinyl soon design. And art shows that we've collaborated on too with some good friends of ours. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep ourselves open to all sorts of art opportunities. We've played in Madison before at Art Bar. We played, what was the name of that other place?
Well, we've also played in the old location of the Arts and Literature Lab. So this will be our first time at the new location, which I'm really looking forward to because it looks great.
Yeah, I've heard space, good things.
Yeah, the performance space and also the galleries, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks great. So I'm looking forward to that. And getting back to Madison, because we've always had a great time in Madison.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It's going to be great.
Victor, I would be remiss, you know, if I didn't ask you about coffee. You thought I was going to say something else.
You scared me for a second.
I was wondering about that, but I
thought
saw
you had
latest,
the inside track about something.
Your latest tweet was, my coffee can see what isn't there.
Right, and I'm seeing it now.
Oh.
No, but that's my coffee. That's something else beyond me.
It makes me laugh every day. I'm going to encourage people to follow both of you and Victor on social media.
Terry, I've been broadcasting tweets from my coffee in my head.
Your head too.
Every morning for about 8 years now.
Oh.
And I haven't missed a morning.
No.
So,
and I can vouch for that.
You can go back. Maybe someday I should put a book out of all of those.
Oh,
because it's quite a few now. If you think about 8 years and 365 tweets a year.
Everyone is outstanding on its own. So put it in a book. Ooh, that would be terrific.
Yeah, I should get someone on that. I wonder how you I wonder how you could retrieve all of those.
Oh, yes. I'm sure there's a way.
Oh, I'm sure there is, too. Yeah.
I do want to ask you, obviously, you are so well known as a founder of the Violent Femmes. You've played with them in the 80s, in 2000. Then you did that last Summerfest show. But what I want to ask you, you know, this music continues. Go to a ball game, go, you know, to a party. Some other band is playing it. Do you ever get tired of hearing the music?
Well, I don't get tired of hearing the music because I'm very proud of that music.
Good.
But at the same time, I'm very much in touch and feel blessed that I have the opportunities I have nowadays.
Yes.
The Femmes continue to go on, but I've always found that whether it be in the world of theater or film or television or writing or doing stuff with Janet or or other musicians that I know and love, I've always found my interest to be in a collaborative form. So even though the Femmes, if people look at my life, they see it as being a big part of my life. To me, it's just a very small part of my life from what I've been doing in this entertainment business thing since I was 16 years old.
True.
So I'm not so married to that idea of being able to just hang my laurels on a hook on the Violent Femmes tree. I like what I'm doing now.
Good. That's a terrific comment. I think I've told you, I met you in the airport years ago.
Right.
And I did a little fangirl thing, but then we had a really nice conversation and I walked away thinking, what a cool guy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Terry, you and I have that in common because actually the first time Victor and I met, oh my gosh. So
tell her where it was at.
It was at Heinemann's Restaurant in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Heinemann's?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I was pretty much born there, but I was... It was my first job, 16 years old. I was a waitress and some other waitress came into the kitchen and she was fanning her hands and she was very excited because Victor DiLorenzo from the Violent Femmes was sitting in her section. And I said, give me that coffee. We're going. So I found him and he invited me to sit down. I had just gotten my very first set of business cards for my cello made because I was starting to perform.
This is incredible.
Yeah. And then so 19 years later, we ended up starting to work together.
It's just crazy.
It was like a seed that took 19 years to sprout. And that's why I'm hanging on, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. It was meant to be because, look where you are and what could happen with your duo. It's
what's fun, too, is that what you just said, a duo. And it's really nice that we have to both agree on what we want to do. Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
So there's no chance of a certain group of people against one person or what have you.
Yeah.
It's very democratic in that regard. And we're very staunch Democrats.
50-50. And we're fair about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Is there anything about either of you that we haven't touched on that might surprise people? Mm-hmm.
I have a master's of science.
You do? Okay, that's fun.
She's a scientist. And what were you doing up until what? About 2 months ago?
Oh, yeah. I was doing skin cancer and histology and pathology. And so I have this very scientific side to me. And the musical side is related, but also might help balance me out with the arts. And my love for talking to people has also I am also a psychotherapist. So, but cello is my number one. It has always been truly my heartstrings.
Oh.
And it remains, and now I have more freedom than ever with telehealth involved. I have more freedom than ever to play my cello.
Oh, you guys. Okay, that show in Madison, again, is at the Arts and Literature Lab on May 28th. And if you can't see them in Madison, check them out in Milwaukee. That is Anodyne Coffee on June 9th. And give me the website again so people can keep up with you.
www.1913.com and spell out the words 1913.
Perfect. I have so enjoyed this, Victor and Janet. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and, of course, sharing your music with all of us.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to spend some time with you, Terry. And also, maybe there's a point in the future we can come to Madison and maybe play for you, play at the station or something.
You know, we do have artists come into the studio and play live.
We would love to do that sometime.
Okay, deal.
Thank you.
All right,
have a good
everybody.
Rest of your day.
Thank you.
Local music, 1913 is the name of the band. Thanks to Terry Barr for bringing Victor DeLorenzo and Janet Schiff to Max Inc. Radio. Check out the website, 1913.com. Spell out 1913. I'm Jimmy Cade. This is Saturday Night Local Music. Max Inc. Radio is presented by Daly's Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie. Gourmet food, handmade, never off the truck. Daly'sBarAndGrill.com. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Katie Scullin will join us. Steve Daly will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, too. Right now, Chaos Revolution Theory and Radio Man. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cool or something, just a part of everybody. See the faces of the nations that grant you the cool from across.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.